دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
با سلام و درودی مجدد خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز، در خدمت میهمان برنامه امروز کانسول جنرال اکیرا موتو، کانسول جنرال آف جاپان هستیم و به صحبت‌های خودمون با ایشون ادامه میدیم. کانسول جنرال موتو، I want to ask a few questions for people who are actually interested in visiting or residing in Japan for business or school, not permanently, maybe for just short period of time for that reason. What are the rules and conditions of obtaining a visa for that?
Well, each situation is unique. So I encourage you to call the consul section at the Consulate General of Japan. That's my office.
Okay.
For additional details.
Okay. So for the details of obtaining a visa, they should call and reach out to the Consulate General. By any chance, do you have any information of perhaps visa, phone number, something that they can reach out?
Yes, I have a phone number here. The consulate number is 213-617-6700. So you can find information. You can also find information on our consulate website. Just search for the Consulate General of Japan in Los Angeles.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. With your permission, I'm going to announce the numbers again. I'm going to repeat them. Mm-hmm. پس دوستان عزیز، اگر که دوست دارین جهت اخذ ویزا به هر دلیلی، چه به عنوان توریست میخواین برین و یا اینکه به عنوان مسافرت یا به عنوان student که برین اونجا دانش آموز باشین و احتیاج به information دارین و ویزا رو دریافت بکنین، با تلفن 213-617-6700 میتونین تماس بگیرین و یا با وبسایت کنسولیت جنرال اگر که برین اونجا اطلاعات لازم برای اینکه چطور میتونین درخواست ویزا بکنین هست. Let's go back to tourism. What are common tourist attractions in your region?
There's so many. I cannot just refer one. But you would enjoy, the listeners would enjoy many places in Japan. The Tokyo and Kyoto is the most
famous one.
Famous and most visited places. But I would also encourage people to visit other places as well in the countryside, because you can really feel the Japan in the countryside. And Tokyo and Kyoto are not the only places for the tourist to visit in Japan.
What can you name a few of those that you really suggest that people should go? The most beautiful ones, perhaps, or something that has like a history to the country, like historical site.
I think Kanazawa might be good. Kanazawa.
How do you spell it?
K-A-N-A-Z-A-W-A. Kanazawa.
Kanazawa.
It's not too far from Tokyo. It's okay. Even more accessible than Kyoto.
I believe the airport is in Tokyo, right? So people come wanted to travel, they get a airplane from here to Tokyo. So why is the transportation from Tokyo to other sites, to other region, that for visiting and for tourism?
You can easily reach the other places on bullet train.
Okay. So is it like a fast tram or something?
Just high-speed truck, high-speed railway.
Okay, very good. So transportation is easy. Do you suggest that when people travel there, they perhaps rent a car or something, or there is really no need for that?
Well, trust me, the public transportation system in Japan is excellent.
Okay.
So you could easily rely on those public transportation system.
Okay.
And they're very punctual.
Punctual. And how about the safety? I want to talk about the safety of public transportation. Everywhere in Japan is just safe or...
Very safe. Very safe.
Very safe. Any certain hours that maybe visitors should be concerned? Maybe after certain hours they shouldn't be in certain areas or something like that? Or there is really nothing to worry about when you're in Japan?
Well, I understand that Japan, even in Tokyo, is one of the safest city in the world.
Okay.
So people don't bother walking, even after dark.
Okay. That's very good to know. So it's a safe place, it's fun place, it's beautiful. Do you have a peak season? Like there are some countries that you would say like this is the season that you should go. Mm-hmm. What about Japan? Do you have a peak season for tourism?
Well, in general, generally speaking, spring and autumn would be a very nice season for visitors, tourists to visit Japan. But as far as next year is concerned, we're holding the Olympic Games, the Summer Olympic Games. So you might be interested in visiting Japan next summer while the Olympic Games are held.
That's very interesting. So you're suggesting spring and autumn in general. Is that because perhaps Japan has a hot summer and very cold winter? Or it's just, I've heard about actually the flowers in spring in Japan.
Right.
They have something blossom, right?
Cherry blossoms in spring.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere. Beautiful.
Okay.
So, and in autumn, you will enjoy the foliage.
Okay.
The golden foliage in autumn.
Very good. So, دوستان عزیز, Counselor General, پیشنهاد میکنن که اگر علاقمند هستین به ژاپن مسافرت کنید فصل‌های بهار و پاییز رو پیشنهاد میکنن که بسیار زیباست و همینطور سال آینده در سال 2020 مسابقات المپیک قرار هست در Did you say in July? Would it be July for Olympic Games?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
در ماه جولای مسابقات المپیک برگزار میشه از 24 جولای تا 9 آگست مسابقات المپیک خواهد بود. بنابراین موقعیت مناسبی هست که بشه هم فالو هم تماشا. میتونید سری بزنید به این کشور زیبا و هم از زیبایی کشور لذت ببرید و در این حال در مسابقات المپیک هم شرکت کنید و لذت ببرید از زیبایی این مسابقات در کشور سیف، امن و پاکیزه ژاپن. When I was translating in Farsi, I talked about safety of Japan and I also added clean. Mm-hmm. But I want you to verify me because that's what I heard, but I want to hear it from the master, person who can talk about Japan. Talk about the cleanness of the city of Tokyo and also the surrounding areas all over Japan. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, Japanese are known for their meticulous about cleanliness. And so they cannot just allow themselves to see the disposals on the street. So people voluntarily pick up those disposals.
Okay.
And so it is not, people are not forced to do that because of the law. People just want to make it clean. So if people do that voluntarily, on a voluntarily basis,
uh-huh.
It would naturally lead to a clean city, as you can imagine easily.
That's very true. So it's not like they have to do it because it's their job to do it, because they are in sanitation department or anything. They do it because it's part of probably the custom. They just want to have a clean city, so they volunteer to do it themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. I think it's one of the reasons that a country can step forward and move forward a goal is when all the people kind of chime in and reach that goal together, even if it's not their job to do it. They just
may I add?
Sure, of course.
As an evidence of that cleanliness on the part of Japanese people, you might be surprised to see people take off their shoes when people visit the private houses.
Mm-hmm.
So the owners of all the private houses want to keep their houses clean. So people wouldn't step in with their shoes on.
Okay. Very good. That's a very nice custom that. So maybe, and people who go there, maybe they are visiting a friend or something, they should know that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Are there any safety protocols that need to be considered when traveling to Japan?
Well, again, I think, you know, for some people, they have the sensitive issues,
mm-hmm.
like foods, including foods.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage those tourists
mm-hmm.
to refer those the questions, including the private questions when visiting Japan,
mm-hmm.
to the Japan National Tourism Organization, LA. In short, it's JNTO, LA, which has an office in LA.
They have an office in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind repeating the name again? Japan National Tourism
Organization.
Organization.
So in short, JNTO.
Okay.
And I have the phone number if you are interested in.
Sure, please go ahead.
213-623-1952.
So let me repeat that. بگ دوستانی که علاقمند هستن به ژاپن مسافرت کنن، اگر که دوست دارین انفورمیشن بگیرین راجع به اینکه مثلا چه رستوران هایی میخوان غذا بخورین، میتونین با Japan National Tourism Organization in Los Angeles با شماره تلفن 213-623-1952 تماس بگیرین. I'm glad that you mentioned food because I actually had a special request to ask that question from a group of people who are planning to travel, and they wanted to know if they can find out the restaurant who would observe their dietary restrictions, such as vegan, vegetarian, and mm-hmm. some people keep kosher. Do you know by any chance, perhaps, or did you just refer them to this place?
Yes, I think I'm sure that JNTO can provide you with this kind of information.
Information, very good. Also, I want to know if there are any preventive measures that need to be taken.
Well, I'm not very sure about what the preventive measures.
Well, we talked about public transportation, and you said that they are really safe. And maybe how about sacred locations? Like, are people allowed to go everywhere, or there are some places that are just limited to people of certain belief or something, something like that?
Mm.
Do you know?
Well, there's nothing I can think of,
okay,
at the moment. But I think to take the safety side, the listeners should really reach out to the JNTO,
okay,
so that they can provide the precise information.
Very good, thank you so much. This might sound kind of funny, but I wanted to ask you. All over social media, I think probably just Persian social media, at least that's where I saw it. There's this message going around that Japan recently made the use of microwaves illegal, and that's because of some health issues that it caused. And it was done by a research that it was done in University of Hiroshima or something like that. So I want to know first if you know anything about this, because this is really new. It has been the past week or so. And if you do, is it true? Or, you know, if you go to Japan, we can still use our microwave to warm our food or something. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very funny, you know.
It is funny.
And we have a long way to go. It is this kind of a misunderstanding that we need to correct step by step. So I don't think that is a correct information.
You don't think
and
it's...
I have never heard of that before.
Okay.
Yes. And I see they use the microwaves in hotels. And if that is the case, it would cause a huge huge noises among the business circles in Japan. So
okay.
I wouldn't take that information as a true one.
As a true one. So it's just probably something that would probably attract people's attention. If, mm-hmm. you know, if Japan made it illegal, maybe we should do it too. I think since Japan is such an advanced country in technology, and as you said, like cleanliness and safety and the advanced public transportation stuff, maybe something that people will look up to. Do you know by any chance the percentage of people who go to Japan and maybe they immigrate there, or even they might go as a refugee? By any chance, do you have any knowledge of that?
I don't think many people immigrate to Japan,
mm-hmm.
because of you know, immigration policy, which is not too open.
It's not broad to people.
But it's not specifically for the Persian communities, but in general,
Okay.
For anybody, you know, trying to immigrate in Japan, they have a very tight policy on that.
Okay. I remember about perhaps 30 years ago, when the economy of Iran was not that great, a lot of young people who were not able to find a job and, you know, support themselves in Iran would go and live in Japan for a couple of years. And since the currency of the Japan was much higher than Iran, they would make, maybe there were minimum wage in Japan, but bringing that money back to Iran would be a considerable good amount of money that they could invest and start a business. I don't know if this is still happening or not. Do you know anything about that? I mean, back then, when I'm talking about 30 years ago, maybe I should say I was a little child. Or I wasn't even born yet, but I'm just kidding. Back then, it was a big support for a lot of young Persian people. Do you know if Japan is still providing that kind of jobs and support for the youth of Iran?
For those who have highly skilled qualification, although limited, our country is open for those skilled laborers.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain conditions.
Okay, very good. Consul General Amoto, I wish we could continue this discussion, but it seems that we're coming to the time of conclusion of today's show. So in the remaining 1 minute or so, do you have any message to the Persian community?
Yes, as I have been consistently telling during the interview today, please reach out proactively to Japanese community, whether it be in LA or other parts of the world, so that we can keep up the people-to-people exchanges intact,
mm-hmm.
despite the possible turbulences at the government level.
That's a very good message. Thank you. I want to thank you one more time for accepting our invitation and taking the time off your busy schedule and being with us today. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me today. I very enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you.
دوستان تا برنامه آینده روز خوش و خدا نگهدار. دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community. With Debbie Amini.